USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators reached an agreement on the Federal Reserve's emergency lending powers late Saturday, clearing the last major hurdle on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package for hurting Americans. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania were finishing details on a compromise Saturday night. In an apparent overreach by California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, COVID-19 restrictions, a Superior Court judge ruled Wednesday that two strip clubs in San Diego can remain open. Judge Joe Wolfeil ruled that San Diego County had not provided sufficient evidence to prove that the two businesses had done anything to increase the danger of patrons contracting the virus. SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket Saturday to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust, USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Forget the big burly thugs. Why enlist scary people to enforce your governmental mandates when you can use Santa Claus to keep the masses in line? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family. And it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year, it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Christmas Star is going to be something special this year. With the details, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As long as you're not in Antarctica or facing cloudy conditions, it'll be quite easy to spot the phenomenon. Be aware, the planets will only be visible for about an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.